We're in Hilchas Yontiv, Siman Tov Kuf Yud Aleph. We're up to Siv Gimel, and we'll be doing Gimel and Dalet. Siv Gimel, Mut Adam Mutter Litbol B'Yontiv Mitumasal. The halach is Tfilis Kalim is Aser, because of, it's a tikkun. You took a kli that you were not supposed to use midrabanon because it needed tefila, and now you're allowed to use it. So that's called a tikkun. Whereas a person, even though the person is becoming tahar, the halach is that since it just looks like he's going to cool himself off, remember you're not supposed to be tovel in boiling hot water and very hot water anyway, it looks like he's cooling himself off. People do jump into water. So the halach is that that is mutter on yantif. Siv dalid. In osin mugmur, dahainu lefazer mine besomim ala gecholim bein lariach bein legamra bayis o akelim, to go and scatter incense on the fire or on the coals in order to give a good smell to the house. You want to smell it or give the house a good smell, give your clothing a good smell. Avalim osik elitin reach to beperis lamatkan lachila mutra filo mefazer agabi gechela shel eitz. Whereas if you're doing it to enhance the flavor of the food, so that's considered ochel nefesh, and the halach is that that is mutter even if you're placing it directly on the charcoals made of wood, even though that may be considered an act of kibui, let's tzarich ochel nefesh mamish. Now, the reason why mugmer is usur is because it's not considered shavah l'chol nefesh. This is not something that everybody does. It's a luxury. This is considered a luxury. The Bir Halacha discusses the union of smoking on yontif, and he brings both deis. He brings those that say that it is shavah l'chol nefesh and those that say that it's not shavah l'chol nefesh. I think it's important to point out that today, Rov Poskim actually say that since it's proven to be dangerous, it's very difficult to call that shavah l'chol nefesh. To be matir smoking during the week is questionable, certainly on yontif. Now, this whole iser is only if you're scattering the incense on the coals on yontif. Whereas if you did it erev yontif and the house continues to carry the fragrance of it, there's no iser whatsoever. Even though the smoke with the fragrance is coming out the entire time, that's still mutter. Now, some say that it is usur to go and create coals for the sake of even putting mugmer into your food, because that's not considered the shavah l'chol nefesh. Says the Rama, agav usur lischof kos mevusim ala begodim mishum demolid beim recha. Here we were talking about a malacha of burning. Here we have another shaila. The Rama is saying, let's say you actually have perfume. You would like to place perfume on clothing to give it a good smell. He says that that's usur on Shabbos and Yontif because of molid reach and isid rabbanon. You're putting a fragrance into something, and the same thing. You're not allowed to in water. You're not allowed to put some fragrance into water because of molid reach. Now the question often comes up where people have sitting inside a toilet. People have something that gives it fragrance and color. And the pashtus is that that's also because of molid reach. The question of when you actually pull it down and the water comes down, that it's at that point it's introducing the fragrance and the color, is that a maisa biyadayim? It's questionable. It may very well be a maisa biyadayim. It is also because of molid reach, which is an isid rabbanon. It may be tzoveya. It may also be mamachek, because you're smoothing it down. In situations where it is a serious threat to kavod habrias, a public bathroom that is not being cleaned on Shabbos or Yontif, some poskim are matir because they say that they're all derabbanans. The tzviya here is ein miskav, and you really couldn't care less to have the water blue. The reason you're doing it is just to get rid of a foul odor. You're not interested in smoothing out this bar of toilet soap. Therefore, we'd be dealing with an issur derabbanan. Mamakom kavod habrias gadol, there are mekilim. But generally speaking, like in the home, one should not really be using that on Shabbos and Yontif.